What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, as we broadcast live from the BMW Championships at Caves Valley. As Ed, you're watching some of these golfers tee off near, not tee off though, but in the fairway in the 11th hole.
Mm-hmm. They're approaching the green. This is the approach shots here. Good. Hey, it's golf.
Oh, I just saw that sign right there when I asked you what hole it was. Was it dark when I asked you?
Yeah, it was pitch black when you asked me, actually. We couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
No, we're on the 11th.
This is beautiful, man. Not only the course, we all know how beautiful the course is, but the setup, man, it's just, it looks like it's made for TV because it is.
It's fun to watch these guys come by. And just so you know, it's like, when the first people off the tent tee came by here early, and that included Rory McIlroy. So you're talking about, some big names. Scottie Scheffler teed off, the first tee. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Corey Connors. We just had on the show. There's just some really good, the best golfers in the world. And they're right here.
So these guys will potentially play 4 days of golf automatically. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, they added today to it.
Yeah.
So they're going to play 5 days of golf.
Oh, because of Pro-Am. Yeah.
5 days of golf.
Mm-hmm.
I can't walk after I play three straight down in Ocean City.
Well, it's all they do. It's what they do to make a living. It's a little different.
Well, see, that to me, that's what makes it even more gruesome because that's all they do. For me to ask to pay 3 days in a row once or twice a year, you should be able to do that. But these guys play this long every week. Jeez, man.
It's not even that. I mean, it's people. I worked a golf tournament for years. I did the bodyguard work, the Greater Hartford Open, and I'd be with the CEO all day, and we'd watch them play during the day. But keep in mind, they practice before.
Yeah,
they play all day, then they practice at night. They're out there chipping and putting and doing all the things you do to get better at your craft. They play literally all day long, so it's incredible. It really is.
Can you imagine a callus on their hands? I guess they hands are used to it now, but gripping the. I admire them. I mean, just that kind of torque on your body. People say, golfers aren't athletes. All right, go out there and get a golf club and play 18 holes 4 days in a row. And tell me the muscles that are screaming at you are athletic muscles.
It's just such a hard game.
And on top of that, they're walking.
Yeah. I mean, there's different types of athleticism, too. I mean, this requires incredible hand-eye coordination, muscle memory, stamina, because as you've said, I mean, people think it's easy. You play 18 holes. That's a long round of golf, and then you play that every day. It's a lot. I mean, just it's all the things that combine. I mean, this athleticism requires just pure power, like the shot put. Then these things require power and athleticism, like throwing a baseball. I mean, it varies, and this is just another one of those.
You tell people who aren't athletes, they don't respect other athletes. Those are the people who aren't athletes.
I know.
You know what I mean? If you are an athlete and you played golf and you say that's not an athletic event, then you're not an athlete. Stop it. There's no way in the world.
That's why I love when people
the movement, come on, man. The muscles that hurt from that are the athletic muscles, man.
Yeah.
The core strength that it takes. I never respected it until I actually played it.
But keep in mind too, they're walking.
That's what I said.
Miles and miles a day. I mean,
5 days a week.
Mostly in the heat, because where golf is played. So they do that all day long. We take carts and we're exhausted.
Golf is the only sport that I suck at, but I love playing.
Yep. I'm with you.
There's no other sport that I'm bad at that I like playing.
Yeah, and I've come to the conclusion I'm never going to be very good because I don't have the time to put into it. And, I'm just not going to have it. I'm not going to be good.
I don't care enough. I just like I like getting out there.
Yeah, well, so do I. I just don't have the time.
And I love when we get off because I
like
can actually
off
go,
too.
Go.
What?
I love the time we get off work because it allows me the opportunity to go play 18 by myself.
Yeah.
Because not very many people are there. You know, you sign up, you tell, yeah, it'll block me.
Well, tell you what, that's true most of the summer, but the weather's been so nice lately since the temperature's been cooler.
I know.
It's been packed.
Everybody's playing.
Yeah, everybody's playing.
I like when it's 95 to 100.
And wants people to be walking off the course.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys going home. I'm going to do this 18 by myself. My buddies be telling me, you didn't tell me you were playing golf. It's by design. It's by design. That's my me time, man. That's my lonely time. Well, my lone time. I'm not lonely. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Adam being told Kevin Ostreicher will join us at 9:15.
All right.
9:15. Yeah, so we'll have Vinny Serrato in studio at 9:30. Joe LaCroix's encore and all that old good stuff at 9:45 as we plug right along for the BMW Championship here at Kays Valley in Owings Mills, Maryland. Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us right now from Locked On Ravens podcast, he is Kevin Ostreicher. What's going on, Kevin?
What's going on, guys? Ravens week two of the preseason coming up on Saturday. I know a lot of exciting things to take away from that game against the Colts on Thursday, and just continuing to grind away until the regular season begins.
Now, part of the grind is determining who's going to be on that final roster spots for the running back position. Do you think the Ravens can afford to keep all of these current running backs?
I think that at this point, I'd probably just say they keep three. I think that the cutoff is probably with Keaton Mitchell there. And look, I think Rasheen Ali made a statement on Thursday. I think he started off a little bit slow, but then was able to really pick it up, had really a drive that was dedicated to him. He had the kick return and then ended up punching the ball on that same drive himself. But at this point, we know the Ravens are already kind of going through a little bit of a roster crunch at this point, and I think you have what you need with those three guys, meaning Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell. We see a lot of guys also pushing for roster spots and maybe even forcing Baltimore to keep an extra at their positions, outside linebacker being one, defensive line maybe being another. So I think Rasheen Ali would have to do a lot, in my opinion, to have the Ravens keep four running backs at this point. Mm.
You mentioned outside linebackers. What's Ajabo's future look like here?
He's going to have to, that's one of the main guys where I think he has to force the Ravens to keep six outside linebackers, because at this point, I think your five are pretty set with Van Noy, Owe, Mike Green, Tavius Robinson, and Adisa Isaac as well. So Ajabo can make them make that decision. I think he took advantage of his opportunities during the game against the Colts on Thursday. But, you know, at this point, I still don't have him on my final 53, man. He would have to have another couple of really good games. And I think he can. You know, I think he showed some of the flashes that people have been wanting to see from him over the last couple of seasons. But, you know, it really has been a struggle for him to stay healthy. He hasn't been able to get the production that you need from him, and it's largely been disappointing. So I think that Ajabo, there's still a chance he makes the roster. There's still a chance that Baltimore keeps six outside linebackers. But if you do that, are you comfortable? Like, what position are you then sacrificing a spot at? Is that offensive line? Is it in the secondary? You know, I think as the preseason goes along here and the Ravens play these last two games, we'll kind of figure out where they might need to beef up the roster with guys and where they could be. Maybe they could move on from some players. So I think for Ajabo, it's still possible, but he still needs to do a little bit more.
Kevin Ostreicher joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kevin, you talked about the first preseason game with the Indianapolis Colts. Overall from this team, and I know we saw a lot of twos and threes, if not all of them, what was your take from their first dress rehearsal, if you will?
I really think that their depth is through the roof here. I mean, and you mentioned it with the twos and the threes, where you look up and down the roster, you look at who was playing on Thursday, and you just see guys that I think can play roles for you, but it's not the star power that's going to be on the field in week one. And you look at guys like Mike Green and Adisa Isaac and David Ojabo at outside linebacker. But I thought some of the corners played really well, like Jalen Armour Davis, and I thought he was sticky in coverage. You know, you look at some of the other guys as well, like running backs, for example, like we talked about. The depth is really, really good for them. Now, you know, there's still positions that they need to figure out. I know the backup quarterback spot is one, and I feel bad for the wide receivers because they really didn't get balls thrown their way enough in a good fashion to be able to showcase their skills. Ajante Wester was really the only guy that was able to take advantage of that with a nice long catch that counted. Tez Walker had one, too, that was out of bounds, but it was PI. But I think the Ravens' depth is incredible right now, and they're going to need it. I mean, the NFL injuries happen. We see it already going on with the Ravens in the secondary with both their rookie cornerbacks being out for the season. Isaiah Likely obviously goes down. He'll hopefully be back by week one or a little bit after that. So, you know, I liked what I saw from a lot of the depth players on the roster, and I think that it's a testament to how Eric DaCosta has built this team.
What about the offensive line? That's one place that I think safety is the obvious one. Free safety, if you look at the Ravens depth chart, there's two people. It's Malachi Starks and Bo Braid. I think we miss Ardarius Washington a lot. That aside, what do you think of the offensive line depth?
I think that it's tough a little bit because the Ravens over the last couple of seasons have had a guy that can fill in at all five spots in Patrick McCary, and that has masked a lot of things that, you know, they don't really have that anymore. They don't have a guy that can play all five spots. So it's a little bit dicey to me, especially because you're relying on a couple of guys that either are inexperienced or had up and down seasons in 2024. I know Daniel Falele is the talk of everybody right now in terms of that unit. Andrew Voorhees, I think he played well in that preseason game in week one. But again, the inexperience, he hasn't really played a ton at the NFL level. So behind them, it's Ben Cleveland, who, you know, there's no competition at right guard, it feels like. Todd Monken's comments about Daniel Falele yesterday, you know, all but slammed shut the possibility of them having some competition there. They believe in him. So it's Cleveland, Emory Jones, if he comes back from his injury. Note Boom is a swing tackle guy. You know, their offensive line depth certainly did take a hit with Patrick McCary walking out the door to go to Jacksonville. So they're going to have to hopefully rely on their offensive line being healthy for a full 17 games. And we know that in the NFL, that usually doesn't happen. So they might have a game or two where they struggle to replace guys or fill depth holes on that line. But, you know, it's going to be important, especially because, you know, they have good players on that line, Stanley, Linderbaum, Rosengarten, et cetera. But if they go down, you know, it's a decent drop-off from the guys that they have on the depth.
I agree with you. Kevin Ostrager from Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, we saw a couple of young corners go down early in the preseason, but these are guys that are deep on the depth chart. Is there any reason for concern at the depth of that position?
I don't think so. You mentioned it. There are guys that probably wouldn't have played a lot this season. Honestly, one of them might not even have made the team considering how much depth they have at the position. They would have had to have it was a battle between Kone, Longer Beam, Jalen Armour Davis, and Reuben Lowry for maybe one or two spots. So I think with obviously your guys, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Jair Alexander, as long as those three stay healthy, you're going to be fine. Now, obviously, you know, you can't bank on that. So if one goes down, you still behind them have guys like Chidobe Awuzie and TJ Tampa. I think you're still feeling good. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, you lose your two rookies for the season this early in the process, but I think this probably secures Jalen Armour Davis's roster spot. I think that Reuben Lowry now has a really good shot to make the roster, and you still feel good about where they are right now, especially at that position.
Oh, man. And what do you think? It's just the one person who sounds ridiculous even asking for. I mean, Tyler Loop has been given the job since there's no other kicker in camp. How do you feel about him?
The leg is there, and, you know, I think at this point the Ravens clearly have a type in terms of kicker. They want the strong leg. They want to be able to work with a guy, get their mechanics down. There are going to be ups and downs for Tyler Loop this season. It's not going to be perfect, and I know that with the way the Ravens are right now and what their status is in terms of being a Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl or bust, all the expectations, you know, the lows for Tyler Loop this season, they might be hard to stomach. But what I kind of say is, I mean, the kicker position last year for Baltimore wasn't perfect either. Justin Tucker had his worst season. It was one of the worst seasons in the NFL by a kicker. So Tyronn Loop hopefully will be even if he's just a little better than that, that's an improvement. And I expect him to hopefully just figure things out over the course of the season, where the rookie growing pains will be there. He's a young player trying to find his footing. You know, it's different, you know, hitting a 60-yarder in the preseason or in stadium practice compared to doing it at Acrisure Stadium with 2 seconds left and against the Steelers to win the game. So he has to go through those moments, have those experiences. And if the Ravens weren't in a position where they were vying for a Super Bowl, it'd be fine if he kind of learned through those mistakes, missed some kicks, and built up to it. But I know with where he is right now and where the team is right now, you know, a loss could mean seeding, you know, division, the whole nine yards. But I think Loop will end up being okay. The Ravens clearly have confidence in him, like you said. It's his job. There's no one else on the roster. So I think Loop will be all right by the end of the season, and I think a lot of fans will be happy with the results.
As I said before, Tyler Loop is not replacing the legendary Justin Tucker. He's replacing last year's Justin Tucker.
Yeah. And that's all they need.
Tell us all about our Locked On Ravens podcast.
Yeah, you can find us all wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. We're a 5-day-a-week Ravens show, so Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern Time is when the show comes out. Of course, diving into just daily updates on the Ravens. We have a lot of other content as well. Watch-alongs during games, reactions after games, and bonus episodes on the weekends when headlines are written. There are a lot of Baltimore Ravens headlines. But they're always something to talk about over on Locked On Ravens. So you want to have some more daily Ravens coverage, come on over, and we talk football all the time over there on Locked On Ravens.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Vinny Serrato joins us. More Ravens up next on The Fan. Joining us right now, co-host of Vinny and Haney, he is Vinny Serrato. What's going on, Vinny?
I can't call it. You know, not a lot happened. I'm sitting here in the studio all by myself. You know, I'm sitting in Ed's seat right now.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I was just hoping a lot of that stuff would rub off on me.
I guarantee some will seep into you.
Hey, you know what? Yesterday's practice was basically a walkthrough, which was, you know, I mean, Michael Phelps was out there, Ray Lewis was out there, which was all cool and all. I talked to Randy Brown, the kicking coach, after practice. I said, Randy, I said, tell me the truth. Did he stub his toe, you know, on the field goal? He said, yeah. He says, because on the right hash, he said it's tougher for a kicker because they a right-footed kicker because they got to open up their hip more. And he said it's like golf. You know, Rob, like with your 7-iron or whatever, you know, and you close the face too much and, you know, you hit the ground before you hit the ball. That's what he did, you know. And the other thing that I found.
And rolling your.
Go ahead.
And also rolling your hips real quick, Vinny, you could compare that to basketball. If a right-handed shooter dribbles right and pulls up for the jumper, if the hips are pointed to the right, that's where the shot's going to go. So they have to do extra to roll the hips over to get the shot in line, and that sounds like it's kind of like a kicker.
Yeah, if you roll your hips, you can knock the bottom out of somebody too. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
No question about it. We're a little early into the segment, you know, to get started there. But I'm not done. We'll get there. But I'm not there yet, you know. And then I was talking to, you know, I asked Randy.
Our audience of one appreciated that, by the way. See, reckless here.
Now, I was asking Randy also, I said, Randy, is the grass here at practice the same as, you know, M&T? He said, yes, they get it from North Carolina. It's the exact same, but the grass on the practice fields gets matted down because of the practice. And he said the grass at the field at M&T is softer because they don't practice on it much, so the ball sinks a little bit. So it's a little different kicking there. So then he brings the Looper over. I said, Looper, I call you Looper on the radio. Eh, he wasn't too crazy about being called the Looper, you know. So then I asked him about what'd you think of that 71-yard field goal? He says, yeah. I says, how nice would it be to get a right before the half, get one of those shots? And then Randy goes, nah, let's just worry about making the 50-yarders. We'll worry about that at another time, you know. And the other thing is, like, what I did was I looked at like all the stats last year from Tucker, you know, when he was 73%, because he was 5 for 8 from 40 to 49, 6 from 11 from 50 plus. So he was 11 out of 19 from 40 to 50 plus, you know, and he was perfect, because what Randy was saying is, listen, from 20 to 49, if he can be perfect 20 to 49, that would be – we got to make the kicks that are makeable kicks. All right, 20 to 40. Inside of 40, you got to make them all. Tucker was 11 for 11 last year. You know what's interesting is you know that would we take these stats – Cam Little, who was a rookie last year, the one that made the 71-yarder, last year, sixth-round pick out of Arkansas. You know what he kicked last year? 27 out of 29.
Wow.
Yeah. He was from 40 to 49, 8 of 9, 50 plus, 5 of 6 with a long of 59. So we would take that. And when you look at the Loopster up close, he's thick, muscular kid, which, you know, I like. He's got
a
big
leg. Tackle.
Yeah. And then, you know, I asked Randy also, I said, how often do you go over to the stadium? You know what I found interesting was Tucker didn't like to go over to the stadium and kick during the week or during training camp. Very rarely like to go over there to kick, whereas Randy likes to take the Loopster over there, you know, quite a bit to kick over in the stadium. So I thought that I kind of found those things kind of interesting.
Anything else? I mean, anything stand out? It was kind of the just, you know, now back to just the routine after the first, you know, preseason games out of the way.
Well, I think the other thing that stood out to me, not yesterday, day before. All right, so Loop wasn't kicking. So they did a drill where, all right, Loop gets hurt during the game. Who's kicking? Stout's kicking. You know, and Stout kicked at Penn State. He was punter and kicker at Penn State. Guess who the holder was?
Lamar Loop.
Lindebaum.
I don't know.
Lindebaum.
Was it really?
Oh. And
a holder?
Oh, and did it naturally. And I asked Randy about it. Randy said he is a phenomenal holder. He's a great athlete. Great athlete. That one shocked me. I was like, damn, 64's out there holding? So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. And then the other thing is Corey Bullock, man. He's rising to the top. He is right now, my opinion, he's the sixth offensive lineman. Because when the ones go out there the other day, when the ones went out, the last three or four plays of every drill with the ones, he went in at center and Lindebaum came out. You know, and reason being, my opinion, reason being is, you know, if Lindebaum got hurt, Lamar needs reps with the backup center. And that will be, you know, Corey Bullock. And he's doing a very nice job.
Have you seen Noteboom play anything of snaps? Because I'm curious because he's you know, they got him from the Rams. You know, he's been around a long time. He's played every position except center on that line, I think.
Yeah. My backup guards would be – my number one guard would be Bullock. My number two guard would probably be Cleveland. I guess my number one tackle would have to be Noteboom. But the problem is that he doesn't play strong. You know, I think he can get pushed around. I think he's a decent athlete. But is he a starting lineman? No. Can you get by with him for a game or two? I guess so. But do you want to? Probably not. I mean, there's a huge drop-off, you know, from the Ravens starters to the backups there.
Wait a minute, Vinny. You named him as the backup tackle. So there's no one between him and the starters. He's the obvious choice.
Oh, there's nobody else.
It only say that because you said getting pushed around.
He gets pushed. Well, Vincent would be the other one, the rookie, and he is not ready. I mean, he's extremely raw, and he doesn't play very strong. I mean, he's a big, good looking kid, but he needs a lot of work before, you know, hand. So
Vinny, we asked Kevin Ostreicher this. Earlier, I want to ask you this. Is there any chance the Ravens can keep all the current running backs on that 53-man roster?
Rob, I don't see how. Because, like, I did it again the other day. I mean, two quarterbacks, six receivers, three tight ends, nine O-linemen. 10 linebackers, 10 or 11 DBs, and then 5 to 6 D linemen. So, I mean, I don't see how you can. I just don't see how you can keep them. You know, I mean, you know, is does because like I was saying, you know, watching that game Thursday night, I said, damn, you know, if Ali gets cut, somebody's going to pick him up. But then, you know what, when you watch all the preseason games, everybody has an Ali, seems like, you know. So I don't know that, you know, you'll keep him. Did he look really good, you know, on that kick return? You know, I was talking to Chris Horton yesterday, too, the special teams coach. And, you know, I asked Chris about Ali on a return. He said he was fearless. That was the thing that he was. He was fearless returning that ball. I mean, he hit it and get it. You know, whereas if you saw, like, at the beginning, the first couple, Keaton was a little tentative hitting it, whereas Ali was hammered. You know what Tim Brown used to tell me? He said, Tim Brown, when he was in college, phenomenal kick returner, punter. That's how he won the Heisman. But when he went to the NFL, do not want to do kick returns. Too dangerous, you know, because those guys come flying, you know, at your knees and you don't see them coming. Where punt return, you know, those guys are right in front of me. I can see, I can make them miss there.
There he is, Vinny Serrato. You hear more.
Oh, come on, Rob. Come on, Rob.
On Vinny and Haney show.
Come on, Rob. We're not done yet.
Yeah, we got a clock.
Well, it doesn't matter. Clock integrity. When did we start clock integrity?
Apparently right now.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
I did hear your commercial yesterday. I listened to the whole thing. Very good. I mean, you go in depth and detail and, you know, all those.
Deep.
Yeah, you go deep. Very deep. It was impressive. I like that one. You know? Rob, are you there?
Sir, I'm here.
Hey, how's the talent at the golf course, Rob?
It's not out yet. The show hasn't started yet.
It
has not started yet. It would be talent.
No onions?
Someone else would enjoy. It's not my side.
No onions yet?
Not yet. The garden is not open yet. I got a feeling if you give it another hour or so, it will.
Oh, I think they're out there walking around.
Yeah, they're not.
We're just watching the foursomes pass by.
Huh?
I said foursome. That's right.
Yeah.
As Ryan, opposed to
Rob's
threesome.
A threesome guy, yeah.
Oh, he's not.
No, I'm ADHD, man. I got to focus. I got to focus.
Disappoint two women at once.
No, it ain't that. It ain't that.
He doesn't like to be watched.
Rob, are you going to play today?
I lose focus, man.
Are you going to go out to the course?
No.
No.
Well, no. Why would – no. This is the pro-am.
Yeah.
I'll go to the course tomorrow, but this is the pro-am.
I'd imagine Bisciotti's probably playing today.
Let me see here. Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, you're not going to do this. You can hear more Vinny and Haney.
What's that?
10 to 2 today. Thanks a lot,
Vinny. All right,
Vinny.
Rob, roll. Right, roll, baby. Roll those hips.
Joe LaCroix Encore is up next right here on The Fan.
After the Big Bad Morning Show, it's Vinny and Haney.
Which version of Dean Kramer showed up against the Mariners last night? We'll break down his performance and look at the rest of the series with Jim Hunter. Plus, time is running out for David Ajabo to make this Ravens roster. Can he do anything in the next 2 weeks to earn a spot?
Next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. A new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will it be a quarterback again? Or will Saquon Barkley put up big numbers and finally win it for a running back? Crown your champion in August. I'd say the Ravens. It's their chance to hoist the trophy, perhaps. Or parlay your division winner, dark horses. Lots of them to choose from. Maybe even in the AFC West. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bet now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. 21 and over, present in Maryland. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Bart Winkler with an Odyssey Sports Minute. It's an injury on his non-throwing hand, but an injury nonetheless, as Packers quarterback Jordan Love had surgery on his left thumb this week. He should have no issue playing week one against Detroit, but any injury is a concern if you're a Packers fan. Second half of the 2023 season, Love played like an MVP, but an injury-riddled season seemed to affect him physically and mentally last year. Will it affect his throwing? Probably not, but having to think about another injury is not ideal. I'm Bart Winkler.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This Labor Day weekend, we're celebrating Bob's Discount Furniture's 200th store milestone with the entire Bob's family across the country.
For more than 30 years, we've believed everyone deserves the home they love. That's why we brought our everyday low prices on furniture, mattresses, and more to over 200 locations from coast to coast and counting. Not to mention free treats for the whole family in our cafes. Celebrate Bob's Discount Furniture's 200th store milestone this Labor Day weekend.
Oh my Bob!
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
See, I was throwing it like you throw a wiffle ball. Wasn't getting the movement on it. So I just, you know, changed pace on him. What are you looking at right
this
now?
This is going to suck. Is going to suck for the next four
what
hours.
What are you looking at? Kinky knots.
Well, read the rest of it.
Japanese bondage becomes art. What on earth am I being forced to look at right now by you?
Shibari.
It is 6:08, and you're looking at kinky knots. Gee, come on, Ed.
Shocker, I got that into
We're not looking. I'm not across from you now when I'm looking at the back of your laptop.
We're in the tent. There's nobody behind me. You're the only person that can see.
And I can't unsee it because I'm looking at you, and I just, as I turn back to my left, it crossed my vision. Kinky knots. So Japanese bondage is now art?
It's art. It's an art.
How is that?
You have to pass a 10-stage course, master a variety of knots, guaranteeing the safety of those they're tying up.
Well, they have to be safe. So the knots, the way the knots are tied up is the definition of safety.
And it goes, but this is, I'm learning history.
Is that what you're doing?
I am. This is, I'm studying history because it goes back to 1603, to the Edo period, when the Japanese lords used to tie up criminals. That's what this is from.
So we go from tying up criminals to now becoming bondage.
You know, things evolve.
Well, the guillotine has become bondage.
It's a cigar cutter.
You see, anything can be a toy if you use it right, huh? And that's the encore for today. 410-583-1057 is the number as we broadcast live from Kays Valley Golf Course for the BMW Championships. And as folks get ready for television and other communication ways right here next to us, now time for you to find out what we learned today. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what I learned. But before that, I want to mention that Lion's Den sponsors the Encore. as they do every day, and you heard the encore. What Joe was talking about, Joe was playing, was the Japanese art of shibari, which is rope bondage, which you heard was used for criminals, but now it's used for adult fun. And if you want to buy some shibari rope, guess where you get it? That's right, you get it from Lion's Den. Check them out online or any of the locations around Baltimore. Tell them I sent you there. They'll show you the ropes.
See, I show you about the ADHD, how I got distracted from this noise next to me.
They'll show you the ropes. But what I learned today was, we talked earlier about Rob had Faith Night, the MC, the Faith Night at the ballpark. And so many of the players stepped up. And my hypothesis was, since so many players are from the South, I bet there's more religious players in Major League Baseball than many other sports. It seems like a lot in football as well. But they're also come from the South, Florida particularly. 10 most religious states in the United States. From 10 to 1, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Georgia, West Virginia, South Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama. Yeah, I think I'm right. And one last thing so you can really feel bad about yourself, money-wise. Although maybe not. This is kind of obscene. Cristiano Ronaldo got engaged to Georgina Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 37-carat diamond.
Ooh.
It's obscene.
What's that price at about?
$5 million, they estimate.
I knew you already looked.
Of course I looked. Of course I looked.
That's why I didn't say, did you look it up? It's like, how much is it? Wow. Today is National Prosecco Day. I've never had a Prosecco.
You never had Prosecco?
I've never had a Prosecco.
Oh, come on.
And you know the type of dude I am, I know that surprises you.
You never had an Aperol Spritz?
I've never had it before.
Oh, man.
That does disappoint you, doesn't it?
Kind of Italian,
are you? Being the bougie dude that I am, I've never had one.
You have Sicilian blood in you somewhere.
I do. My great-grandfather.
I know.
Minghetti. But I've never had a Prosecco. But I tell you what I have had, a filet mignon, and today is also filet mignon day. I'll celebrate the day. I think I'll go celebrate.
I think I might as well.
And you know what I'll do, Ed? I'll have a Prosecco for the first time ever.
Good.
I've never had one. I didn't realize it until just now. I'm like, you know what? Is that like a dessert drink?
It's an aperitif. It's actually before.
Okay.
Usually have it as an aperitif. They have an Aperol Spritz, an Aperol Prosecco, and it's just, they're very, you've seen, if you go to an Italian restaurant and you see really Italian men before me, they'll actually be drinking this, like, orange-colored drink, looks like in a champagne glass or a wine glass. Yeah, that's it. That's an Aperol Spritz, but Prosecco is, you know, it's Italian sparkling wine.
Some birthdays in sports today would have been Ben Hogan's birthday.
And that makes fits.
Today, Betsy King celebrates her 70th birthday. Tom Niedenfield, former pitcher, celebrates his 66th birthday. Former baseball slugger Jay Buhner turns 61 today.
Bane of the Yankees.
They hate him, though.
Dumbest trade ever. They hate Steinbrenner for that.
Former NFL player Chris Dishman turns 60 today, along with former baseball player Mark Lemke. He turns 60 today as well. Former pitcher Alex Fernandez turns 60 today. Former NFL quarterback and a famous guy in Baltimore, Elvis Gerback, turns 55 today. Chad Cota turns 54 today. Former NFL running back Sherman Williams turns 52 today.
Makes good paint, too.
Yeah, former baseball player Corey Patterson turns 46 today. And DeMarcus Cousins, NBA player, and multiple NHL All-Star Johnny Gaudreau both celebrate a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Oh, wait, what was the which Gaudreau?
Johnny.
Johnny Hockey.
Johnny.
Johnny's older? Ed?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with Johnny just to honor his memory. Yeah, Johnny Hockey.
All right. DeMarcus Cousins, 35 today. Gaudreau, 32.
Yeah, I know how old Gaudreau was when he was killed.
Yeah.
Terribly sad story that was.
It was. Absolutely. Hey, what a great... Great. This has been great, hasn't it?
And we get to come back tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I love it. I love it, man. This is
pretty exciting.
It's one of those events that you look at, you're thinking, man, how is it going to go? Then you get here, it only goes one way. It's golf.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Goes well.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.